This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're going to look at Terry props in a second, but Max, I have brought great shame on the name of the show and great shame on my family. I say my family because my father is a mathematician.
Oh,
he has a math degree.
That's
I
tough.
Royally screw these numbers up. I read it as $850,000 in per-game bonus. It is $850,000 in game checks, meaning the game, it is $850,000 total that he could make. A $50,000 per game check, which means the $14.45 million that I suggested Terry could be making in per game bonuses is off by about $13.6 million.
Hey, the wording in per game roster bonuses would
made
lead
it
you to believe.
I just, you know, I read it that way. I read it as if it was a per game. So
I did too.
All right, let me redo some math here. So if you were listening to the last segment, I'm going to hit you with the little Men in Black eraser. You ain't see it. You ain't hear it. $30 million in signing bonus, $1.75 million in base salary, $850,000 in game bonuses, which is $50,000 per game, and then the potential of $600,000 with 83 catches in the postseason, 1,097 yards in the postseason would get him another $600,000. 10 touchdowns in the postseason, get him $600,000, and then $500,000 for being a second-team All-Pro, meaning Terry could make about $34.9 million. So I was off by about $13 million.
Give or take, just a little. It's a rounding error.
It's a rounding error. You know what? I always talk to round up, and I just read it wrong. So Terry could make $34 million. This is a sign, I think. God is telling me, stop pocket watching.
Like you just, know, that we're at that point.
Like I gotta kill 20 minutes, God. What do you want me to do here? So as you know, I'm a gambling man, and I am intrigued with the with wagers.
It's a big week.
Terry McClure, it's a big week. I got some gambling plays tonight in college football for you at the end of the show. No smell test. I don't know. I still don't know if I'm allowed to do the smell test, although I might ask Kevin for his smell test.
I was gonna say you might,
so I can deliver them. I'll just be the messenger.
Might be worth it
tomorrow. Vegas has props out for Terry. This is from BetMGM. His receiving yards, now these did not change when he signed his contract. So Vegas always anticipated he was going to play in 2025 in some capacity. His receiving yards are listed at 980 and a hook, which is 0.5. 980 total. His receiving touchdowns are 6.5. Vegas does not think that Terry is going to hit some of his incentives. Now, it is very important, if you listen to Kevin, you kind of understand how gambling works, but I know that there are people that maybe do not who may work on this channel. This is what Vegas puts into get money. This is, they do not think, hey, he's going to have 981 yards.
It's what we call a rat.
They put this number out there in the hopes that they can draw money from both sides. So they have people see this number and say, this number is way too short. I'm going to throw $1,000, which do not throw $1,000 on a Terry McLaurin prop unless you like really got
don't
it like that.
Don't put $1,000 on any season-long prop. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be feeling good if you... If you throw in $1,000, you got to take Max and I out to dinner at some point. I mean,
please.
What's up? But they put this number so they draw you in. And because Terry had 13 touchdowns last year, Vegas is saying that the touchdowns from year to year are very, very frugal. And they're saying he's not going to go over 6.5. So you're going to take that one back and you're going to say, like, I do look at that 6.5 touchdown number and I say, well, that one seems a lot lower than the 980. Because with 980, you know, with Debo involved in the fray, I think Terry might lose a few touches, but in the red zone, he was a legitimate threat. And I don't think that's going to change. It feels like all the time people think of a red zone threat. And maybe this is because we kind of suffered through the Jay Gruden fade in the red zone era. But you think of a red zone threat as a guy that has to be like 6'5". You just got to create separation. And Terry does a good job in the red zone creating separation, but then also making the contested catches. That is where he thrives. That's been the whole talk throughout the entirety of this Terry extension, right? Is that he is so unbelievable at the contested catches. So that touchdown number does seem a little low to me. At 6.5, I would stay away from the receiving yards. Now, Terry has been a 1,000-yard receiving maniac for his career. I would look much more in the direction of the touchdowns at 6.5 than I would the receiving yards at 980. There are some other props. Terry, just to have 1,000 yards, you can get at -110. It is weird that those are so similar. His over 980 is like -110, but you can also just bet -110 to have 1,000 yards. Vegas is kind of weird sometimes with these props. You can also bet Terry to have 1,250 at +500. So if you really believe in Terry, you think he's going to ball out this year, +500 for a season-long future bet or season-long prop bet is a pretty nice number to have. I would look into something like that. All right, so Terry did speak yesterday. I want to play some of what he said for you. I liked a lot of what Terry got into yesterday. I thought he was honest at times. We are going to play my favorite cut from it, which I just thought was hilarious. But I want to start with just his open. You know, there's been so much made about the winning and the losing of the contract. Who won the contract? Who lost the contract? Did Adam Peters win? Did Terry win? I think at the end of the day, everybody won because he's here and your number one wide receiver is here. However, they started the conversation yesterday asking Terry McLaurin, did you get what you wanted out of this contract? Here's what he said.
It was a long process, and, you know, there's no playbook or script on how to handle this situation. And so, you know, you start out one way, and then you hope that it ends the way it's ended. And so I'm thankful for this process to just be able to be back on the field, and just the conversations that, you know, Buddy and AP had, and myself and AP, and me and DQ. So it's definitely been a process, but I'm really happy to be back out here with my teammates, and just very thankful to be a part of this organization and a part of this fan base that's supported me through all of this. So it's exciting.
So that's Terry on getting what he wanted out of the contract. He continued. Somebody asked him about, does he feel like he was fairly compensated as a top wide receiver? And this was Terry's response to that.
I do, and it gives me the ability to continue to stay somewhere where I love, but also continue to achieve things that allows me to play at a high level and, you know, prove that I'm worth what I signed for. And above all that, it just allows me to continue to play that game that I love in a place that I love with teammates that I care deeply about. And, you know, I just thank God for this journey that I've been through. It's much more than a contract. I grew a lot during this process personally and in my faith, having my wife by my side as well. Just we grew during this season of pruning and sometimes uncertainty. And my faith just grew stronger. And I had confidence that God's will would be done and I would have an opportunity to continue to play at a high level, and that's the opportunity that I have. And I know I have a lot of elite ball ahead of me. I know the work that I put in. God's blessed me to have an unbelievable amount of health and strength up until this point, and anybody in that building will tell you how much I take care of my body. So I'm going to continue to do those things at a high level and continue to try to be everything that I can for this organization and my teammates and in myself. So nobody expects more than Terry McLaurin than me, and you know, I try to put that work in each and every day to be in that situation so I could be successful.
So that's Terry McLaurin yesterday on whether or not he was fairly compensated as a top wide receiver. One thing I do think it is important to acknowledge that while his contract is not like the 32 AAV that everybody thought it was initially, or shall I say certain people thought it was initially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is one of the largest third contracts that has been signed as a wide receiver in NFL history, and it is, to my knowledge, the largest contract that a 30-year-old or a soon-to-be 30-year-old wide receiver has ever signed in NFL history. So while he is not compensated to the likes of a Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase just in total contract value, for a guy that is signing a third deal, which, as we talked about earlier, does not happen often. Washington, over the last, this isn't just like a Ron thing, because Ron Rivera kind of screwed this organization in terms of depth. But over the last 20 years, the team has not really signed a lot of third contracts. You know, Tress is playing on contract number four, but he's a punter. Ryan Kerrigan, who my first thought was he definitely got a third contract here. He did not get a third contract here. That was in an era in the NFL, Ryan Kerrigan, Trent Williams as well, where they were signing five-year extensions. Whereas Terry's extension after the rookie deal was a three-year extension, giving him an opportunity to then get another, a third extension. At a certain point, a bunch of NFL players decided we're going to stop with the 5- and 6-year extensions where we're kind of getting screwed on the back end of these deals. We're going to shorten the deals and allow us to maximize our talent before we get viewed as just kind of old, washed up, whatever the GMs and the front offices are going to look at us like. But Washington hasn't signed a lot of third contracts with guys over the last 20 years. So Terry is very much in a new territory for this team and for the wide receiver position across the NFL. It obviously was not all sunshine and rainbows, as all of you know. There were some low points in this. Here's Terry on some of those low points and thinking that a deal potentially would not get done throughout this process.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, when you get to a point where you're here for a little over, I kind of lost track of the days, but you're here for a little while and you're not out on the practice field and, you know, things may not progress what you would like for them to progress. And again, like, I don't think there's everybody's situation is unique and different. So I never tried to look at this person's situation as like, this is how I handle it. I just tried to stay true to myself, but also have the open conversations that were afforded to me, both with my agent Buddy. Buddy was having great conversations with Adam. You know, Adam had gave me the opportunity to have multiple conversations with him. DQ as well. So it was just a matter of getting on the same page. I appreciate them hearing me out and being able to express what my worth is and what I bring to this to the table, on the field and off the field as a teammate and all those things. And you know, in the end, they feel the exact same way. And so to be in a position where you feel like you can advocate for yourself, you know, be educated throughout this process, was something that I took day by day to try to help get to this result. So there was definitely some unknowns. Obviously, you know, the trade request was, you know, something that I did. And, you know, full transparency, I told the front office this as well. Like, that wasn't something that I was doing for just like a leverage point or just to do it or let me call some hoopla. Like, I try to be as intentional as possible. Am I perfect? No, I'm not. Are there some things that, you know, you think about that you maybe want to handle different or do better? Sure, that's any situation. But the most important part is the communication that was very important throughout this process from start to finish. You know, the way it ended was better than it started. So that's what it's all about. And there's a deal in place now that keeps me here that I'm extremely happy about. You know, the front office and the coaching staff is extremely happy about. My teammates are happy about. This fan base is happy about. So that's a win-win when you look at a deal, to be honest. So everybody wins, in my opinion. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to building, continue to build my career here and hopefully leave a lasting legacy as a player, but as a teammate, as a person, and have a chance to win championships and just continue to pour into this community and this fan base, because I do love this place with all my heart. But there's also a business component, and I can never lose sight of that. There was a lot of things that also allowed me to keep perspective. And like I said, my teammates were great with that. My wife, my family, my friends. So you got to try to keep perspective in some of these tough situations. And there were some times where I was like, I don't know. You know what I mean? But I was never going to jump to one extreme to the other. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna be here or I'm not, you know. Like, I just really prayed every single day that the Lord ordained my steps and continue to speak to me, and I knew I would end up where I was supposed to be. So I'm definitely here and I'm happy about it.
That was the only time Terry addressed the trade request. Nobody asked him another question about that, which there was other stuff to get into. It's fine. But what he said at the beginning of that clip, and that was a long answer, it was about 3 minutes. What he said at the beginning of that clip was humbling. It was humbling because at points, various points, it did kind of feel like we were at times in the room. You know, more numbers started to come out from people that we determine as reputable sources. And as those numbers come out, as rumors are being flung around, as reports, as some of Terry's boys are tweeting things, like, there were a lot of things that made us feel like at times we had one foot in the room, maybe one foot out of the room. At no point through this entire process, and this is why this is humbling, because we don't know anything. At no point in this entire process did anybody report that these two being Adam and Terry, were in constant communication. Terry just casually revealing that at the beginning of that. I got distracted by the trade and the trade request, but just casually revealing, Adam and I had a lot of conversations through this process. We saw the one where Terry was in his hoodie at the Burgundy and Gold scrimmage, and, you know, the lip-reading police came out, tried to decipher, what is he saying, what is he not saying? No one at any point said, yeah, these guys are constantly communicating inside the building. And that's a really positive thing, because that means nothing is coming out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, I think AP said it in his little joint presser with Dan Quinn. They were talking about, like, the multiple opportunities that, I mean, they gave Terry to kind of come in and have one-on-ones with Adam. And like you said, Terry mentioned it in his presser as well. So that just internal communication always kind of being on is so important when it comes to these kinds of negotiations and just making players feel valued and comfortable in just in general.
It made it at a point, because this thing had gone so long, and it did. Like, I don't think anyone, they even said this, no one expected it to go this long. But because it went so long, there becomes like this manufactured animosity because there is no deal. And you're seeing Adam Peters, and we as media, like, he was out there for a majority of the time. Adam Peters was just walking out there. He watches practice on the field a lot of the times, not every day, but a lot of the times. So he's constantly out there, and we're constantly seeing him, but we never really get to hear from him. And he doesn't talk to a lot of media, right? And he certainly isn't leaking things. And we saw Terry at times, but never got to talk to Terry. Outside of the Eastern Motors thing, which he was asked one question about that. I still think that maybe he should not have done that. But we heard from him at the Eastern Motors. Then we heard a 53-second walk and talk when he first came out. No one at any point said, these guys are constantly talking about it and it's all good. Like, they're working it out. All the talks are respectful. I think in tune, we kind of saw like Adam talking with Terry at one point. And because of the stuff that was going on in Dallas, where Jerry Jones is trying to negotiate around an agent, which is a massive no-no. The NFL, CBA says you cannot do that. It's like wickedly a problem. And for whatever reason, Jerry just kind of does it willingly and doesn't get punished. But we started to think, oh, Buddy Baker's the problem. I hope Adam and Terry are just knocking this thing out and Buddy Baker's out of it. These guys were all talking regularly, and we just had no idea. That, to like, I, as a sicko that wants to be in these behind closed doors, Max, this was fascinating.
It is. And it's like we kind of also assumed that they were talking up until the Eastern Motors thing when Terry came out and was like, there's been no communication in months, guys. We got to get something going. So I don't really know like how much communication was going on, especially because like we're post deal now. So there could have been a little bit of stretching of the truth. But I mean, we still have no idea, and nobody does, especially in local media, which is, they're the most plugged in, man.
I cannot stress this enough, and this is not just because Max and I work in the local media.
We know nothing.
We know nothing, but local media always knows more.
Yep.
Because the local media is significantly more plugged in than the national media. Like, Schefter broke the news because Buddy Baker is communicating with Schefter and your Jordan Schultzes and those sorts of guys. But in terms of like the ins and outs and the daily happenings of the franchise, the local media knows best, and nobody knew that they were in constant communication. Now, you mentioned Eastern Motors. Adam Peters was asked about Eastern Motors. I want you to hear what he said when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on this Thursday, August 28th. The Commanders. It was announced this morning they are bringing in former Jet and Michigan Wolverine running back Donovan Edwards, and they are also signing cornerback Darius Rush to the practice squad. The Nats, they fall to the Yankees in a horrendous game by a score of 11-2. Kate Cavalli balloons his ERA from 2.82 to 5.11 after only 2 1/3 innings. The Nats were unable to get the train back on the tracks with a terrible 77-pitch third inning that enabled the Yankees to score 9 runs. The Nats, they are off tonight and will make the trip home. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays at home tomorrow night. And tonight, the Mystics are taking on the New York Liberty right here on the Team 980. Tip-off at 7 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned following Rick Doc Walker for Burgundy and Gold Today. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Den's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.